Connie.
Hi, it's not
Hi.
On yet.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Yodula Chibin Ha Ha Ti Terura Alapetkimo Yutak Sadi Kabil Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu No Ra Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Hudha Kivavat Shamren Nun Gimel Dalit Yitav Shin Barhim Taharim Rakame Sikatha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Sadi Taf Gimel Hasim Kadosh Biro Tucha Nael Adata Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Gea Lamcha Pene Zohre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamet Ezayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yudtah We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Viral chesed be'emet, no tzer chesed la'alafim, no se'awon wa'fesha, v'chata'a v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parasha Yitro. It's Pasuk number 29. And we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bidhilu urhimud himud himu urhimu v'yachta l'shem yudhe bavavhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konaneh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konanehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nan Dekucha Berichu Kol Ma De'aved Le'ela Wetata Kolaihu Tishot Be'ovada Pichot, Belaid Lach Mila Bialma, Divae Barnash, Ledach Yalea, Minea Ulan Haga, Beya Kalana, Tehakulu, Ovada, Pichot, Inun, Wikola, its theories, Bialma. The energy of the year 5780, which is this current year, has two aspects. One is revealed, and that is the energy of compensation, and one is concealed, and that is the energy of Shefa. And it is up to us to reveal the concealed so that the energy of compensation flows from the Shefa. We do this by studying the verses that connect to this energy. The verses that come from the Tanakh. And today, we are going to read the verse from Exodus, chapter 9, verse 31.
Wahapishta wahashora ne nukata ki has ora avil wahapishta givaul.
The translation, and the flax and the barley were smitten, for the barley was in the ear, and the locust was upon the flax. And the year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is one verse that we study from the Tanakh. It's from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10.
Wasamti makom le'amil Yisrael undati v'shakan Naftav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu V'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona.
Next, we will connect to the energy of the 72 names. We do so by saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence.
Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta. Hey Zayo Alada La Awa Heya Yozala Me Behe He Reyo He Kome La Awa Kalayo La Wawa Pehe La Nulaha Yo 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 Me La He 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 Wa Nuta He He A Yo Re Ta Shi A He Re yo yo awa me la kabe washire yo he wa la he he kawako me nuda anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa ala re yo ashila me yo he. Wa he wa ta nu yo he he shi a me be. Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re she me tsa re. Wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo. Ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me.
And now we'll connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool.
Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a ame me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo sa la me re he he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la
Nu mecha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi ya yo re ta shi ya he. Re la yo awa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo la wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. He shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la re yo a a la me ta he. Ya wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me kako a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me me me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the 28th day of Tishrei, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Shor, Rabbi Lieber Hagadol of Berdichev. His real name was Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Avraham. Rabbi Nachman Zvi Halevi of Kolomaya. Rabbi Shmuel Landau of Prague. Rabbi Avraham Iger, known as the Admor of Lublin. And tonight is the 29th of Tishrei, this Sunday night. And one of the greatest Kabbalists of the 15th century, the time of the Ari, Dan Yitzhak Abarbanel, Rabbi Meir ben Rabbi Levi Yitzhak of Berdichev, Shimon HaTzadik of the Anshe Knesset Hagadolah, Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Vishnitz, Rabbi Akiva Glasner, Rabbi Shmuel Zvi Danziger, known as the Alexander Rebbe, now connect to the Ani meditation. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yohe. Yo aheni wa yohe. Yo aheni wa yohe. Yusod, you are huni wu yohu. You are huni wu yohu. You are huni wu yohu. Od, you are huni wu yohu. You are huni wu yohu. You are huni wu yohu. Netzach, ye are hini wu yohi. Ye are hini wu yohi. Ye ahini we yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Gevura. Ye ach ni we yoch. Ye ach ni we yoch. Ye ach Niwiyoch. Chesed. We will now say the two lines of the Shema. We will do this. By closing our eyes, leaning slightly to the left, and saying together, Shema Yisrael, Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai, Echad. We will now connect to the Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey. Yud hey wav, yud hey wav, hey yud, yud hey wav, yud hey wav, hey. We will now connect to the abridged Kaddish, which we use as an elevator to elevate us up to the level of our class today. Eid Kadal Veid Kadashime Rabbah, and we all say Amen. The Alma Divra Kirute Viamlich Malkute Vachayechon Viomechon Uvachaye. The Kol Beit Yisrael Bagalal Vizman Kariv. Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitramam Yitnaseh v'yitadar v'yitaleh v'yitalal K'medekuchah V'elamin kol birkata v'shirata Tushbechata v'nechemata Da'amiran b'alma Yehe Shlomo Rabba Min Shemaya V'chaim Aleinu V'alto Yisrael V'imru Amen Ose Shalom Bim Romal U'yase Shalom Aleinu V'alto Yisrael V'imru Amen Today's class is going to be a Zohar class, but it's not quite in the order of the parashah. This week, the parashah is Noah, and we're going to be reading from Toldot. You will find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In row 8, the right-hand column that's titled Chevle Mashiach, the bird pangs of Mashiach. And when that opens up, the last link on the page is the handout for today's class. It's the gathering of exiles and the resurrection of the dead. Before the holiday preparation began, we had just finished the book of Daniel. And this is on that same landing page. So it's appropriate that we continue and make the connection to the Mashiach through this particular Zohar. As we enter into, and we will have our Rosh Chodesh connection Tuesday night. There are 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, Tuesday and Wednesday. Yom Shishi and Yom Revi'i. I hope you'll join us at our 7 o'clock West Coast time class on Tuesday, where we will make our connection to the month of Mar Cheshvan in order to transform the Mar, the bitterness, to the Ram, the elevation. We are starting with another L'shem Yehud, followed by Pasuk 65 in the Parasha of Toldot. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bichilu Urchimu Udchilu Udchilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhe Bavathe Be'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananeihu. Amar Rabbi Yosef Kiyimot HaMashiach Utchiyat HaMetim Lav Hadu Amar Lo Lo Tidnan Beit HaMikdash Kodem Lekibutz Galuyot Kibutz Galuyot Kodem Litchiyat Ametim Utchiyat Ametim Hu Acharon Shevechulam Menal Diktiv Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem Nilche Yisrael Yikanes Harofe Lishvure Levum Chabesh Le'at botam zohiyo tehiyat hametim shehiyo harfua lishvure lev almitechem bone Yerushalayim tehila v'acharav mitne Yisrael Yikanes v'harofe Lishbure lev acharon al hakol. The translation. Rav Yosef asks if the days of Mashiach is coming and the resurrection of the dead are the same, and he responded, no. As we have learned that the building of the temple precedes the gathering of the exiles, which precedes the resurrection of the dead. The resurrection of the dead is the last act of all. We know this from the verse, Hashem builds Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. This refers to the resurrection of the dead, which is the healing of the brokenhearted and their dead. First he builds Jerusalem, then he gathers the outcasts of Jerusalem. Last of all, he heals the brokenhearted. My commentary. This is an amazing explanation to a question we have all wondered about. Jerusalem must build. It is the reunification of Jerusalem that is considered the building of Jerusalem. Or will it be when the third temple is built? Or will it be when the earthquake moves the three mountains into one mountain? Or will it be when the Temple Mount is used as a location for minyans? This verse, this pasuk from the Zohar is very clear. First, the temple must be built. Then the gathering of the exiles. Then the resurrection of the dead. Is the third temple being built? No. Not in the physical sense, but it is being built in the spiritual sense. Pasuk 66. Tinan men shana kodem akibutz galuyot litiyat hametin kidamrinan vayehi itzak ben arbayin shana haimem shana my avitaihu amara kahana amara bibiroka mikibuts galuyot adhiyat hametin kama tarot kama milchamot itoru al Yisrael yashrei hanimlat mehem diktiv lait hahiyo imalet amcha b'chol hanimsa katu b'sefer Rabbi Yehuda amar mehaka itbaru v'itlabenu v'itzarfu rabim Rabbi Yitzhak Amar Mehaka Utsraftin Kitzrof Et Akesef Uhantin Kivon Et Hazahav Ugotam Hayamim Iyu Yamim Asher Yomru Ein li bahem chefetz umishah sheyavru chatzarot adhiyat hametim mem shana. The translation. We have learned that the gathering of the exiles precedes the raising of the dead by 40 years, as it is written. And Isaac was 40 years old. What is to be made of these 40 years? According to Rav Kahana, Rabbi Broca said, how many troubles, how many wars waged against the children of Israel will there be from the gathering of the exiles until the resurrection of the dead? He who escapes them is happy, as it is written, and at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone who shall be found written in the book. Rabbi Yehuda said that this teaches us, many shall purify themselves and make themselves white and be tried. Rabbi Yitzhak added, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. During these very days, there will be days when people will say, I have no pleasure in them. And from the time the troubles disappear until the resurrection of the dead, there will be 40 years. My commentary. This hints to the modern times. There are still troubles, but they are reducing quality and intensity. There is a risk of world war, yet the actual wars are regional. The conflicts are being reduced to a level of terrorism. The pasuk is clear. Individuals will be dealt with individually, and on dolls and on small scales. Pasuk 67. Rahuna marta hatse ki arbaim shana halku b'nei Yisrael famidbar wikomer asher lo shamu beko Hashem kehai gavna hakamar rabbi Yosef Koli lein chad milav amru so mem shana shehatzarot yavru v'harshayim iglu yisyu hameisim shokhne afar mem tet mishum midiktiv lo takum pamayim Sara v'day lahem b'meh she'avru u'mizman tehiyat ha'metim yityashev alma v'yishuvo ha'idiktiv v'yom ha'hu yihyeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad. The translation. Rav Huna said, come and behold, for the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness because they obeyed not the voice of Hashem. If in this verse it is the same, Rabbi Yosef said, everything that was said is the same, but for one thing. At the end of 40 years, when the troubles pass away and the wicked are exterminated, the dead, the dwellers of the dust, shall live. Why? Because it is written, affliction shall not rise up the second time. They had their fill with what they had. After the resurrection of the dead, the world will be settled, as it is written. On that day, Hashem shall be one, and his name one. My commentary. There is a spiritual law dealing with the idea that there is communication with two levels of Sephirot and not three. And this is why, throughout history, this cycle of reincarnation always generated two lifetimes with a severe wars or chaos, and then a third life of relative peace. This is my opinion based on my intuition. Pasuk 68. Rabbi Elazar ben Ara Hawayati Wahawa Tamisae Benasho Bifea Alikamea Rivi Hoshua El Hezu Nihiru Devotina Bi Alma Lama Hashokan Amarleya Bezu Udhilu Sagea Bideha Anachame Madeitaru Havrana Mare Mitnita Bisharat Alaihu Ruach Kadishin Behahuditaru Divishtitae Yehe Purkana Shapir Avalanacha Meorcha Yetera Alidun Jaira Ayafra Ivelef Shetitae Lizman Arba Meod Utmanya Shanin Minea, He U Kai Min Kaldi Re Afra, Piki U Mei Hom, Ugi Ne Kach Idaru, Havera Alpasuka, Pikara Lon Bene Techem Tet, Het Idarun, the Het Shana, Behainu Diktiv, Vishnat Hayovel Hazot, Tashuvu Ish El Achozato, Ishe Ish Talem, Hazot, Shehu Chameshet, Alafim Viarba Meot, Utmanya, Teshuvu ish el chahuzato, el nishmato, shehi yo achuzato, benachalato. The translation. Rabbi Elazar was sitting and was exceedingly sad. Rabbi Yehoshua came before him and asked, why the appearance of the candlelight of the world had become dark. He said, great fear has entered me, for I see how the companions, versed in the Mishnah, have responded on whom the spirit of saints dwells. They said that redemption will be in the sixth millennium. This was well said, but I see a longer time for the dwellers of the dust, who shall wait until the 408th year of the sixth millennium, when they will rise. For this reason, the companions were stimulated by the verse that referred to the dwellers of dust as the children of Chet, for Chet alludes to their rising after 408 years. As it is written, in the year of this jubilee, you shall return every man to his possession. When this, the Hebrew word is chazot, shall be finished, the numerical value of chazot is 5,408, as the hay of chazot alludes to the hay, which is equal to 5 in the thousands, and zot is 408 in numerical value. Then you shall return every man to his possession, means that the body will return to its soul, which is its possession and its lot. My commentary. The year 5408 is the secular year 1648. With the wisdom of hindsight, we can say that the resurrection of the dead did not take place in the year 5408. There are five verses in the Tanakh with the gematria of 5408. If we add a year for every letter in these verses, we get five different years for the prophecy in this pasuk to be correct. The longest year, according to this calculation, is 5408 plus 104 letters, which is equal to 258.52. And this comes from the verse in Joshua chapter 8, verse 14. The other four verses lead to years that have already passed. So how do we understand these calculations? There are cycles in spirituality, and those cycles relate to the cycle of time in the physical world. There are times when it is appropriate and easier to bring the Mashiach than at other times. That's what these five verses are relating to. And that's what the earliest of 5408 was relating to, the time that it is easier to connect to Mashiach, which is part of the plan of creation. And that's what we need to understand. Mashiach comes tonight. If only we merit that he comes tonight. And if we do not merit that he comes tonight, God forbid, then we must change our ways. Change who we are to be better people today than we were yesterday. And as we continue to do that, and these cycles, that are not totally revealed to us, when those cycles appear, when it is easier, if we have changed sufficiently, we will merit the coming of Mashiach. May it happen today. And may we all say, Amen. Pasuk 69. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, lo tikshe lachai tehataninan. Gimel kitot, Eim shel tzadikim gemurim, v'shel reshaim gemurim, v'shel benonim tzadikim gemurim, yikumun kbekima shel ma'etei Eretz Yisrael, mehayom hakama shanim. Shehem kudshim batchila bishnat harbaim shel kibbutz galuyot v'acharonim kulam lizman arba meot ushmone shana le'elef hashishi kikamaran Man yizkeh lachai arka, man yitkayem v'kiyum chdateya. Bein ha'ezimna v'yalda yitzterna v'nafshai. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda said, this length of time should not be difficult for you, as we have learned that there are three classes, the completely righteous, the completely wicked, and the average. The completely righteous will rise with the resurrection of the dead of the land of Israel a few years earlier than the 408th year, namely at the 40th year after the gathering of the exiles. In the end, everyone will rise at the 408th year of the sixth millennium. Who will merit this length of time? He who will keep the precepts at that time. For that reason, I am sad. My commentary. If one looks for the word that is being translated as precepts, one will not find the word mitzvah or even mitzvot. The translation is corrupt. Who will merit to be resurrected among this group of average people? The pasuk is actually saying those who are acting as an island of faith in the upper worlds known as Yah. This level of consciousness comes only from the study of Zohar. Pasuk 70. Amar le'ya rabbi ha'taninan yehi or yehi raz tazar v'yamar v'tshuva yitkadam. Kol amar Rabbi Yehoshua, ilav da'amart Akeach sim tana, hu min limis pe, pur kana kol yomla, diktiv hosen, yeshuot mahu, yeshuot elu, ham saftin, yeshuot bekol yom. The translation. He said to him, Rabbi, we have studied the verse, let there be light, which means that there be secret, because light is the secret of redemption. And the numerical value of or is Raz, 207, both words. Thus, the verse, let there be light, hints that the time of redemption will be a secret unknown to all men. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach hinted that he disagreed with this long period. Again, he said that through repentance, everyone will rise from the dead early. Rabbi Yehoshua said, unless you said so, we would not have left an opening for those waiting daily for redemption, as it is written. A store of salvation. What is this salvation? It alludes to those who seek salvation daily. If redemption is tied to a specific time, how can it be expected daily? This assuredly depends upon repentance. When they repent, they will be redeemed. And 40 years after redemption, the resurrection of the dead will come, as was said. My commentary. Step 1, rebuild Jerusalem. Yirah and Shalem, fear and awe and completion. Peace. Step 2, return of the exiles. The exiles are people distant from Hashem. Teshuvah brings exiles closer to Hashem. Step 3 is the resurrection. There is 40 years between step 2 and step 3. As explained earlier in the section, where is the Mashiach? Mashiach ben Yosef rebuilds Jerusalem. Mashiach ben David will be King David again. This is my opinion. Pasuk 71. My hu di'ato deribi Elazar. Hi nu diktiv the rabbin mishenei ad mad afar yakitu bashma mashma diktiv mishenei elu hem satsadikim panikamim b'chayehem kodem zeh Bekama shanim hen nikdamin, Rabbi Yehuda omer, Mateim b'yaser shenayim, Rabbi Yitzhak omer, Rabbi shana diktiv, v'yerd miyako ikomer, Yered shana nikdamim, hadikim tadikim lishar kol adam, Rav Nachman amar, v'fi hashiur shenibla, ve'afar amar lo ribi osei, in kein harbae, techiot Awo elako hatechiyot yiubeyoto hazman v'hai deitmar b'chazon ve'emet hadavar hayitzava gadol. The translation. He asked him, what is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, who said that it depended on repentance? How did he know this? And he answers from the verse, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. And it is understood by those who sleep that only some will rise. These are the righteous who repented while they were alive, who will rise early. But through repentance they shall rise a few years early. He asks, by how many years do they precede other people? Rabbi Yehuda replied, by 210 years. Rabbi Yitzhak said, Resh Dalad Yud, years, as it is written, out of Jacob shall come Yerd, Yud Resh Dalad, a ruler. This indicates that the righteous precede other men by 210 years. Rav Nachman said, precedence depends on how much the body is worn in the dust. That is, the sooner the body wears out in the dust, the sooner it rises. Rabbi Yossi said to him, if this be true, then there are many resurrections, for each body has its own resurrection, according to its wearing out in the dust. And he answers, all revivals will occur at the same time, as was said in the vision, and the word was true, and for a long period ahead. My commentary. There is always a process, and there is always a hierarchy. Verse 72. Ba'aretz milvad harav harishon asher haya bimei Avraham ribi abahu petach ve'amar Acha melech bim sebo mirdi natan recho detaninan arba dekufo de arba zimanim mishunim zo mizo yavru hatzadikim leati lavo ha echad Oto zemanis kehachma peolam beasigu hasagama shelo asigu baze haolam detaninan amar bipinchas hasagat atzadikim Leati lavo yoter mimalake asharet pitiv kamayim layam mekasim hasheni it askun adkein medara shane alam. The translation. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. Rabbi Abahu opened the discussion with the verse. While the king was reclining at his board, my spikenard sent forth its fragrance. We learn that the righteous will pass through four eras and four times, each different from the other. During the first, knowledge will increase in the world, and the righteous will conceive what they have not conceived in the world. As we have learned from Rabbi Pinchas, in the future, the perception of the righteous will be greater than that of the ministering angels, as it is written, as the waters cover the seas. During the second time, you shall be occupied. This is the end of the Midrash HaNe'elam. This is a section of the Zohar that is part of the Sitrei Torah, part of the secrets. It's a Midrash that is confusing. It's not clear as to its meaning. My commentary. Under this pasuk, the calculation begins with the Industrial Revolution. in 1740. When we add 408 years and the last of the resurrection will take place in 2148. This is 130 years from today, or 128 years from this year. The 130 represents the ladder, the Sulam to Sinai. This is my opinion, and there is now just 128 years for this to manifest. It is the end of the section. It's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? While you're unmuting your phones, I will mention to you, we will have a class today at 3 o'clock West Coast time. It will be an advanced reincarnation class. We have two classes on Monday, one at 4:30, our deep Zohar class, and one at 7, the writings of the Ari. Tuesday, we will have a deep Zohar class at 4:30. And we will have, at 7 o'clock, our Rosh Chodesh connection. Wednesday at 11 a.m. West Coast time, we will continue our classes on Jewish history. Thursday morning at 10 a.m., which is really 7 a.m. West Coast time, we will continue our study of the Hebrew letters. Are there any questions?
If not, shalom gadol to all. Have a beautiful day. And a beautiful week. And the Kodesh Tov.
Yes.
Shalom.
It's a beautiful lesson today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.